Text for our sermon this morning, our epistle reading from Revelation 21, especially these words. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Easter reading of Revelation continues, and here we near the climax of the book, the very end, as John sees New Jerusalem, the glory of the nations coming into it. What great joy must John have had, knowing that this is the culmination of all that Christ had worked for, as he won for himself and ransomed a people from sin, devil, and death. It fits with Easter, that Easter triumph. After all, as you know, Christ has risen.
He
has
risen indeed. Hallelujah.
He has indeed. And because of his death and resurrection, John sees this great sight. What great joy. In this new city, there will be no sin at all, nothing bad, nothing evil, nothing false at all. What a place. How can John begin to even describe it? It's like clear gold. It's like jasper, carnelian. You can feel that John is almost at a loss for words. How do you describe a sinless reality in which the saints get to live? All we know is sin. All we see is sin. How can we, sinners, even begin to grasp what it's like to be without sin? As John searches for words to attempt to describe this incredible other earthly sight, we might be tempted to worry. After all, there's nothing detestable or false that's allowed to enter into this city. Nothing. But we know where we live. We live in the midst of all kinds of sin, all kinds of evil, and we know who we are. If there is one thing that we are, it is detestable and false. As our brothers and sisters see our sins, they may well find it detestable. As we speak one way to our brother or sister and live another way, we show ourselves to be false. But how much more before God? How detestable are we before that holy God? We are, aren't we? By our very nature, we are sinful and unclean before God. From the moment of our conception, that's the way we've been. And in our lives, from that original sin comes out of us sin upon sin. You know it. Things you didn't want to say that you said. The things you didn't want to think that you thought. The things you didn't want to do that you did. You see your sins. We confess them this morning, that we are by our very nature sinful and unclean before God. We are, by who we are, detestable and false. We may well pledge ourselves to be holy before God, to do this or that for God or for our fellow man, and yet so often we fail. We're false. As God sees our sins and our sins and our sins, how detestable is that before God? In this city, there is nothing detestable or false. How can you and I ever hope to be there? We can try our best, put a best foot forward, but still we sin. The best of our intentions, the best of our works are tainted with who we are, our sin. This can't be about what we do. Can't even be about us. This has to be about Him. That's what the whole vision of Revelation has been about. If you've been here the last couple Sundays through the Easter season, you've heard us talk about Revelation an awful lot. And do you know very well who the central figure is in this book? It's not you, and it's not me. It's the Lamb. Throughout Revelation, the Lamb is the central figure. He's the one who continued the vision for John. He's the one who covers sinners with His blood, giving them those white robes and those palm branches. He's the one who controls all things, even the last plagues. He's the one who will declare when the end comes that all is by His almighty control. That Lamb, Jesus. Throughout the book of Revelation, the focus isn't just on the Lamb, but on what the Lamb has done. That's the focus of Easter, isn't it? That's the focus of, well, the entire church here. What Christ has done. That He was born in flesh, true God, and then went to the cross and gave that flesh for those who are detestable and false. For sinners like Peter and James and John, for sinners like you and I, for us who can't do anything good before God, for us who sin each and every day, that's why the Christ came. That's why He's called the Lamb, because He is that sacrifice for our sins. For there on the cross, the Father put on His Son, on that Lamb, on Jesus, each and every one of our sins, all of them. And Jesus paid the full price. The one who was holy and sinless became detestable and false for us. That we, who are detestable and false, would be cleansed of our sins. We get that wonderful, blessed exchange through baptism. We know it. We focus on it. It's central to our thought process as Lutherans. There at the font, we became children of God. There is no maybe. There is no it might have been. It is. You became a child of God there, at that font, as that water washed on you and God's name was spoken over you. Your sins are forgiven. And you became His own dear child, no longer detestable and false before God, but perfect as God sees you. As you've heard the voice of the Lamb, your sins have been forgiven time after time. And as you've received His body and blood in the supper, you've been forgiven over and over and over again. You've been given comfort and confidence to know that He loves you and that He has forgiven you all your sins. Not about what you've done, it's about what He's done for you. Of course, that's why we gather as Christians, to receive the gifts of Jesus Christ. They're here, outpoured through word and sacrament. As we read this line in Revelation, that nothing detestable or false will enter the city, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, that's you. Before God, you are redeemed, forgiven, covered by the blood of the Lamb. Not detestable or false. No, forgiven. Your name has been written there in that book. written by the very blood that Jesus spilt on the tree, written through the water of baptism, written in the words spoken to you, written in the supper given to you, written by Jesus. You are his own, redeemed, forgiven. That city, that joy, that perfection is yours, given by the Lamb and the one who sits on the throne. Christ is risen. Amen.